For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. President Jimmy Carter updated his medical condition at the Carter Center in Georgia. He revealed he has brain cancer, his first radiation treatment Thursday afternoon. He said a growth on his liver was discovered in May. An operation August 3rd found the growth was cancer, a melanoma. 98% of melanomas are outside the body. Doctors say about 2% are internal, and this is the type of melanoma found on Jimmy Carter. The suspicion at Emory University Hospital was that the melanoma started somewhere else and spread to his liver.
So then I came back up here after that, and they did a biopsy and found that they did an MRI and found that there were 4 spots of melanoma on my brain. They are very small spots, about 2 millimeters, if you can envision what a millimeter is.
Carter will have 4 more treatments scheduled at 3-week intervals. He said he's receiving a medicine intravenously to enhance his immune system.
And I'm perfectly at ease with whatever comes.
The 39th president was poised and in good spirits discussing his medical condition and treatment ahead.
I do have deep religious faith, which I'm very grateful for. And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease. As Rosen would testify, I think if you have any doubts about my veracity, but I've just been very grateful for that part of it. So I'm ready for anything and looking forward to a new adventure.
Carter said he plans to continue teaching Sunday school in Plains, Georgia, and classes at Emory University. But basically what he does, he said, will depend on his treatment, that cancer is likely to show up in other places in his body. The Carter Center focuses on global issues, including health care and democracy. Jimmy Carter said his work at the center has been more personally gratifying than being president of the United States.
You know, when you're president, you have a responsibility for over 350 million people and 3,000 members of the armed forces and budgets and Congress and so forth. And I was able to do a number of good things when I was president, for which I'm very grateful. And that was a high point of my life, politically speaking. And I would say that my having been president of the United States, a great country, has made it possible for me to have the influence and contact with people and knowledge that has been the foundation for the Carter Center. But the Carter Center has a completely different approach. We deal with individual people in the smallest and most obscure and suffering villages in the desert and in the jungles of Africa, and we've had programs in 80 different countries on earth for the poorest and most destitute people in the world. And that has been, I'd say, far more gratifying personally, because we actually interact with families and with people who are going blind or who have lymphatic filariasis, which is elephantiasis, or who have guinea worm and so forth, and going into villages and learning about them and what their actual needs are, and then meeting those needs with a superb Carter Center medical staff, I think has been one of the best things that ever happened to me. I've said several times that my life since the White House has been personally more gratifying.
President Jimmy Carter speaking on Thursday at the Carter Center about his medical condition and reflecting back on his life's work. Carter will be 91 in 2 months. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.